This is a Poets and Writers Page One author reading. To hear more, visit us at pw.org/multimedia or at soundcloud.com/poetsandwriters.
Beijing, 1966. She isn't afraid, but he is. They stand in the darkness before a glass case of old things, a Ming Dynasty inkstone, a chrysanthemum carved from horn, a song painting stamped with ruby red collector seals, and on a silk pillow so slight it could be missed, an ancient lotus seed with a legend behind it. The story goes like this. One night, long ago, a dragon emerged from the sky and dropped the seed into the emperor's open hand. His advisors huddled near to examine it. What fortune, they remarked. This seed would grant the emperor his greatest wish. Unfortunately, he died that night while contemplating his options. He might have asked for immortality. She takes a hammer from her knapsack. With all her strength, she strikes the glass. It makes a beautifully clear sound as it shatters. Quickly, the two get to work, securing the relics. It is an attempt to spare them from the Red Guard's destruction, an act of protest, small, against a movement she's no match for. The seed is unspectacular, so old it resembles a stone, yet she's aware it contains an entire future, roots, stems, leaves, blooms, to seeds once more, encoded like she is. Her heart pumps blood, her lungs take in air, she sleeps, wakes, eats, excretes. Will her life be long or short? What has she chosen, she wonders, and what has chosen her? She likes the fragrance of gardenias, but not the scent of lipstick. She doesn't mind the rain. She is in love, which feels to her at once easy and hard, elemental and ungraspable, like vanishing and eternity at the same time. She wants to ask of every person she meets, "Is it this way for you?" "Hurry," her companion says. A door slams loudly. Someone is here. The footsteps draw closer. They flee. Outside, she opens her fist. On her bleeding palm rests a stolen seed. The story is fiction, and yet, why shouldn't the wish be hers?